Welcome to Defender Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I hope that you are enjoying this program. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It really does help those algorithms. This is a show where we talk from pastor to pastor and just get some of your thinking as we go. So if you have suggestions or you want some topics covered, give me an email. You can find that at fpiw.org. All right, so here we go. We're going to talk about thinking in the public square. Have you ever thought about how culture develops its thoughts, its preconceived notions? Have you ever thought about how, like, how does groupthink happen? How do we get these maybe bad ideas or good ideas and policy and those things around us? Let's talk about this. It says in Proverbs 23, 6 through 8, "Do not eat the bread of selfish man or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so he is." Isn't that powerful? So as we think within in ourselves, so we are. So when we have policy, regulation, when we have boys and girls sports, when we have overtaxing of widows, when we have abortion and killing our babies, those kind of things, the way we think, that's where our heart is. And so that's where, as pastors, it's incredibly important that we preach the whole counsel of God's word and teach our people how, not just what to think or how to think, but really what God thinks about these topics and these issues, so that that way, what they are, they become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Of course, that happens by faith through grace, and it's not a works of our own, but the Holy Spirit dwelling inside every believer begins to move on us. So let's talk about discipleship of the heart. We have a lot of discipleship material at fpiw.org. If you want to go check it out, we can do different areas of repentance, areas of social structures, those kind of things. Social issues, that's the word I was looking for social issues and all the rest. And so we want to encourage you to check out our discipleship material at fpiw.org. Also, it's election season, it's primaries, and so if I know, like, on my ballot, there's very few items, but here's what happens during primaries is that it sets us up so that during the general, we can have people to elect. So if all of the conservative Christians voted during the primary, we would have two conservative candidates in the general election. So maybe think about putting a ballot box in your church, or maybe you're going to say a prayer over ballots, whatever that may look like for you. But remind people to vote. That's the main item, is to remind them to vote and to be a part of that information. If you want more information on this, go to Strategic Calendaring, hashtag July. We have a sermon on voting there. You know, back in the old days, in our founders, they used to do an election sermon, quite frequently. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And so we have a 2-minute teaching on our duty of citizens, example sermons. Now, most of those example sermons right now were written by AI, so you need to go through it with a fine tooth comb, but feel free to check it out. We would love for you to think about what you would communicate to your congregation about voting and the importance of that. Here's a sample prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we gather to pray over our ballots. May your Spirit lead us to vote in ways that honor you and seek the good of our community and nation. Unite us in purpose and grant us discernment as we participate in this civic duty. In the name of Jesus, amen. Notice we don't mention candidates. We don't mention initiatives. We don't mention those kind of things. You can do that to a certain degree as an individual, but it does become more partisan when you do. So I prefer to keep it a little bit more neutral. So let me pray a blessing upon your day. And I know that it's going to be a great week. And just ask that God direct your path. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the shepherds of Washington State. I pray for boldness, courage, strength, and just newness of life to flow through them. Lord, we thank you that you have entrusted them to the state to shape the culture, to shape those things around us. So go before all of our pastors today. And Lord, let us have the courage to take a stand on things that you would have us take a stand on. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard